It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Judges have again found that Texas racially gerrymandered voting maps to weaken the growing electoral power of minorities. The 2-1 ruling by a federal panel in San Antonio says that the state tried to intentionally weaken the influence of minorities around Dallas, Houston, and other areas across the state. The ruling over Republican-drawn legislative maps comes after the same court in March found evidence of Texas violating the Federal Voting Rights Act when carving new congressional districts. Earlier this month, a separate federal court found that a strict voter ID law was intentionally crafted to discriminate against minorities. The Dallas Museum of Art is currently displaying an exhibit that explores 50 years of Mexican art. The exhibit features works from iconic artists like Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo. KERA's Jessica Diaz-Hurtado reports that this exhibit is welcoming first-generation Latino families in Dallas to their rich cultural history.
When Luri Salinas steps into the DMA, she sees her culture reflected on the walls.
I'm so proud and excited, and a lot of memories from my mom's stories.
Salinas is a 36-year-old mother who brought her nieces and 2 daughters to the show. She's just one of the thousands of people who've been waiting in line on the weekends, rain or shine, to attend what is shaping up to be a blockbuster exhibit. A ticket to the exhibit costs $16, but the crowds are coming for a series of free family days on Sundays. And the exhibit is welcoming, too. The labels on the walls are all bilingual, so are informational pamphlets. The DMA also launched a new collaboration to attract Latino communities to the museum. They teamed up with Latino Center for Leadership Development and created Yo Soy DMA, or I Am DMA.
This is our community. This is our museum. This is a museum that's for everyone.
Jose Manuel Santoyo is the director of this initiative. He says Yo Soy DMA tried to cover every base. They reached out to Latino community leaders and businesses, and they launched campaigns in both traditional and social media. One of the main goals was to invite new visitors.
We wanted people to know that this is for them and their kids, and that there's a lot of good opportunities for them to take their kids and learn there.
So far, this strategy is working. The crowds have been so big that the museum carefully herds them into sections to protect the art. 35,000 visitors have attended. The museum hopes to exceed last year's attendance of Jackson Pollock's exhibition, which had over 67,000 visitors. Yo Soy DMA thinks that this is an opportunity for families to see themselves and their stories on the DMA walls.
You have to understand that Dallas has 42% of its population from Mexican or Latino origin. So we want them to come in and feel really, really welcome.
That's Museum Director Agustin Arteaga. He was appointed director last summer and was previously director of the Museo Nacional de Arte in Mexico City. Before he started working in Dallas, he helped develop and curate this exhibit, which premiered last fall in Paris. Agustin says the exhibit sends a message to Latino communities in Dallas.
It's important to people to recognize that their culture has contributed to our history, that their culture has made part and does make part of the advancement of artistic creation in the world. So it's a way to establish dialogues and understanding about people's past and future.
That's exactly why Luri Salinas brought her children to the show.
I want them to see our heritage and our culture, and because, you know, they were born here, but I don't want them to lose that spark from where we're from.
And 10-year-old Bella seems pretty impressed.
I'm a big fan of Frida Kahlo, and she just reminds me of the culture that I'm in, and it's just really pretty and awesome.
The Mexico 1900 to 1950 art exhibit will be up at the Dallas Museum of Art until mid-July, and the free family Sundays go until May 14th. Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, KERA News.
Jessica Diaz-Hurtado is an NPR Kroc Fellow. As part of her fellowship, she's spending several months reporting at KERA. And tomorrow on Think, Chris Boyd takes a tour of the exhibit and talks about it with new DMA director Agustin Arteaga. That's tomorrow at 1 on Think. Anna Lorenzo is an apprentice artist with the Fort Worth Opera, and she's singing in her first world premiere in Voix d'Ire. It's an unusual opera. It's based on real-life legal cases. And for a mezzo-soprano just starting out, the chance to create dark, dramatic characters is rare. Art Seeks Jerome Weeks visited with Lorenzo during rehearsal for the latest Artist Spotlight, our weekly series profiling North Texas creatives. And just a warning, some of the language, like some of the characters, gets pretty rough.
Before Anna Lorenzo rehearses, she pulls off her ankle boots. She stands barefoot on the floor, feet apart.
I always try to make sure I can feel my feet on the ground. If I feel like I'm disconnected and I can't feel the ground underneath me, I know I've kind of gotten off course. The best way to get through a piece like this, you have to just focus on, I am this person in this moment.
I've never been so cold before. As in this jailhouse corridor.
Lorenzo's singing an aria from the opera Voir Dire, which, yes, is named after the jury selection process. Fort Worth Opera is presenting the world premiere of Voir Dire, and you can think of it as an operatic version of Law and Order. It has only one judge, and there's a murder trial we follow. But along the way, we get the other cases the judge hears, like a custody battle over a parrot. This means there are 36 roles in Voir Dire sung by only 5 performers. Lorenzo herself sings 9 roles, including a prosecutor and Alicia Simpson, that woman in the cold jailhouse corridor.
Have you ever been in jail?
I have never been in jail. No, never even been pulled over.
This is Lorenzo's first chance to sing in such a world premiere. She's a mezzo-soprano, one of the company's 4 apprentice artists this season, still in her 20s. Now, generally speaking, in opera, sopranos play the great soaring or suffering angels who get the best songs, not the mezzo-sopranos. Mezzos typically have lower, warmer voices and smaller roles, like playing the young boys in Mozart's operas. There are fantastic mezzo roles, like Carmen, which Fort Worth Opera is also presenting, but
a lot of mezzo-soprano roles are very pigeonholed.
Amanda Roby is the company's director of artistic operations.
Half are young boys, but the other half are usually the confidant or the nurse, and those are often portrayed by older women, so it's hard to get noticed.
For Lorenzo, then, Voir Dire is a rare opportunity. She's an apprentice premiering a role, and it's not your typical mezzo sidekick. Remember, Alicia Simpson's in jail. She recalls being on the road with her meth dealer boyfriend.
It's not like I'm some kind of whore, but I'd been pregnant once before. I didn't want a kid, you know. But Daniel said he'd marry me.
Anna Lorenzo.
She says, I have no other place to go. So that's heavy. But the whole story in its entirety really showcases the pitfalls of the justice system, and Alicia is definitely one of the victims.
Unlike Alicia, Lorenzo comes across as a wholesome Midwesterner. She was born in Iowa, didn't see her first opera until she was 17, and she didn't really focus on opera until grad school at Florida State. But at Fort Worth Opera, Lorenzo has matured. She already has artistic management in New York. Amanda Roby.
The growth that I've seen from her over these 2 years is just very impressive. Honestly, she has really just blossomed.
Conveniently for Lorenzo, contemporary composers have increasingly turned to mezzos. In last year's world premiere, JFK, Jackie Kennedy was a mezzo. But industry experts have estimated that in opera, of all the leading soloists, the tenors, the sopranos, the mezzos, fewer than 5% ever make as much as $100,000 a year. And that's before taxes, before agent fees and voice coaching. So it can't hurt that Lorenzo would love to do those boys' roles.
I love Mozart. Mozart from my voice is a really great fit. So I'm kind of trying to be strategic about it too, knowing that people always want to hear Mozart.
See, there's that maturity. Keeping her feet on the floor, being strategic about future prospects, and, you know, not dealing meth. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
The Fort Worth Opera Festival begins Saturday with Carmen. See a full schedule at artandseek.org or check out the other artist spotlights at artandseek.org/spotlight. For the evening, later tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low around 67. Tomorrow should be mostly cloudy with a high near 83. At 6:30, this is KERA News.